SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Woo! Did you see somebody commented saying that we're like more on point and in sync these days?
We're absolutely not. I have to edit it so that it's kind of like that. We're not in sync at all. Kathleen's having a
rough
day.
Guys, it's episode 20!
Oh, what?
Well, first of all, yes, I am having a rough day. I've cried like 3 times. That's why I'm not wearing any makeup right now. I have had quite a stressful morning, but we're on episode 20.
Oh my God. Now you're having a mental breakdown for episode 20.
I know. How exciting.
It's quite fitting, actually. That's amazing. We are honestly not that far from 100. Am I right?
Wow. We're not. We're almost there, to be honest.
Almost there.
Almost there. Coca-Cola Roxy, we're knocking on your door.
Oh, yes. We sure are. What's going on, queen?
Guys, I'm struggling. I am on such a struggle bus. I kind of posted a vlog not too long ago, or like a mukbang, kind of talking about it a little bit, but I don't know how to balance my life. It's getting really, really bad. The thing is that like I'm in the process of moving warehouses and we're using like a 3PL. We moved to a 3PL.
You say a lot of words. I don't know what that means. Is that a different place?
Like a third party. Like, you know how most brands don't do their own fulfillment, like it comes out of a shipping warehouse, and
right,
like,
yeah.
I used to do my own fulfillment, and so we moved to a 3PL to try to like help the brand grow and like a bunch of other reasons, and it's been quite a shit show, and I have been very, very, very stressed about it. The thing is, for me, like as a brand owner, it's very, very hard, because to me my customer connection is the most important thing for me, and some orders have been getting messed up, and that's normal when you have like a 3PL and stuff, but I take it very seriously and very personal, and so like the whole team has been very stressed, and we're trying to, luckily we have an amazing customer service girl, shout out to Chriselle. Like, she, if it wasn't for her, like I don't know where I'd be when it comes to like customer satisfaction.
Does she handle all the customer service herself?
All of it.
No,
one person. Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
I swear, she gets like 100 emails a day and answers every email every day.
Oh my
like,
god, my insane. Nightmare actually.
No, she's a rock star.
Wow.
She's that. A rock star, and she's been really, really helpful, but it's been so stressful, especially with like holidays and Q4, like as a business it's so hard, but then trying to balance that with like, you know, the podcast and like stuff that I'm doing for like Kathleen Light stuff. And it's been very, very hard. Like literally 5 minutes before we sat down to film, Jesse, literally Michelle texts me and she said, oh my God, Kat, we're supposed to do an Instagram live tonight. And I don't know what I'm going to do, because I have to go transfer the rest of the things in my warehouse, go to Gabby's office, because I'm now working from Gabby's office, to then come back to the warehouse. I don't know where I'm going to fit in the live. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I am freaking the fuck out. I'm having quite a day.
That is absolutely treacherous. And you can't reschedule the Instagram live, right?
I mean, normally I would, but tomorrow we have the shoot for Lacquer. That's like our January launch. We're shooting it tomorrow. And then Wednesday is the day before Thanksgiving. Like while you guys are watching this, it's the day before Thanksgiving. So I can't do it on Wednesday because our Black Friday sales are high. It's like so much going on that like I can't. So I have to somehow go do this and stay there till like 10 p.m. or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to spit it all today.
I mean, I felt bad, like, even though we're filming, and I had texted her. Well, you texted me saying, I am having a stroke. And I was like, oh, I don't think you'd be able to, like, text me if you were having a stroke.
Well, I truly thought I was having a stroke because I was profusely sweating, guys, but I was, like, cold. And I know that I'm not sick. I'm not getting sick. So I'm like, the stress is giving me a stroke.
That's,
I don't know,
anxiety.
What's going on. Jesse's like, those are not symptoms of a stroke.
I literally was like, queen, I don't think that's like, well, maybe it is, honestly. I thought a stroke is like you start talking kind of weird, or maybe your body stops moving in the right way or something like that. But I don't think it's like sweating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway,
No, I don't think it was.
I think you're severely stressed out and I feel awful. And I mean, I thank you for joining us and we're still going to have a good time here today. But like, wow, this is like awful and I feel so bad.
No, we're still going to have a great time, honestly. And I know that you have a lot going on too and you're super stressed too. So I'm so sorry. But
we're slaying it.
Oh my God, what a day. So I'm so sorry, guys, if my energy is a little bit low. I want to jump off a building.
Don't say that. You're going to have the police outside your
door. In Minecraft.
It's so funny. One of my best friends, Abby, is like a mental health, like she works in the field of mental health. She despises when me and Kathleen say like, I'm going to kill myself. Like she literally is like, stop saying that. Like I will institutionalize you. I'm like,
she's like, if you keep saying that, I'm going to have to call the cops and institutionalize you.
But also in my defense, what I said was, first of all, we say it like almost like we don't say it. Like we go, I'm gonna get myself. You know what I mean? Like that. Like we don't actually say the words. We just do like the motion, like I'm gonna get myself. And then that's it. We should stop saying that. Actually, we should stop saying
that. We actually should stop saying that.
Why do I say that? So it feels like the only way to express like how like much I like want to like crawl in a hole or something. You know what I mean? It's not that I don't want to live. I love life. And honestly, I hope you guys love life too. And I want everybody to stay here. And if you're thinking about doing that, I strongly suggest that you know, talk to somebody because the world is better with you.
I think that's why also Abby's like, come on, there's like, you know, actually people who are suicidal and maybe don't say that. So I agree. I really should stop saying that.
I thought that I could say that because, you know, I've struggled at certain points of my life with thinking that. I feel like, you know, it's not stolen valor. Like, you know.
Right, exactly. I mean, I literally have been in a mental hospital. I literally had to check myself into one a couple years ago. So, I mean, I think I could say that. But anyway, guys, it's episode 20. That's so exciting. And I love you guys so much. So for today's episode, we actually went on stories and we asked you guys to ask us some questions. We wanted to do like a fun little Q&A. And then towards the end of the episode, we wanted to kind of talk about like our top favorites of stuff. I know it doesn't seem super exciting, but it is. It's going to be so exciting.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. Are you kidding me? Also, I posted like a fucking boomer. And instead of putting the little like ask us something and then it's like the bubble where they can ask, right? I didn't put that.
Oh.
I literally just put
ask us questions.
Yeah, I put like ask us anything, no bubble. So everybody was just responding to my story. So now I have a bunch of message requests and that's how I have to go through my questions. I freaking hate it here. That's a good alternative for I'm gonna cut myself. I hate it here. No, it doesn't have doesn't impact the same.
It doesn't hit the same, but
we can just like scroll through ours and if you find one that's interesting, just, you know, give it a shout.
Oh my God, it's so funny. The first question that pops up is literally Ceci. She's my dear friend, but also my manager. And the first question is, when are you posting your YouTube video?
Does she know the severity of your mental state right now? Because I don't think she does.
She does. I sent her a voice note literally like with tears in my eyes.
She said, anyway, chop chop. I'm so dead. Somebody asked if we have any grounding methods for when we feel stressed. Yes, Kathleen paces around in the corner. Oh my God, that's what we discovered. I don't think we mentioned that. In our Universal episode, when we were talking about how like tired I got with all the steps, Kathleen is so good at walking because she says she paces around all fucking day.
No, literally, that's all I do is pace around. Like to me, walking is like sitting.
To me, that is, I couldn't be more opposite. Like I am constantly sitting.
The thought of sitting down makes my skin crawl. Like you don't have the anxiety where you're like, I gotta get, like I sit down and I'm like, oh, I gotta get up.
You are literally my cousin Benji. You are Benji in female form. He will sit down for 30 seconds tops. Like no, literally then he just starts running around.
No, I mean, that's why I need, like, ideally, I want to get that desk that like you could lift and like bring it back down that. So that I can get a walking, like a walking pad underneath. So
oh, I have a walking pad. Is it ever plugged in? It's not.
No, but I need to. I need to walk and or if not, I'm not going to get to my emails ever. I need to like walk and do my emails.
Right.
Like,
it is slay. Also, I do want to, you know, how Benji gives us messages for the podcast every so often.
Oh, right.
So his latest message was that he was disappointed with how briefly we discussed the Beach Boys. Because, you know, like that is his like obsession. Like he loves the Beach Boys so much. The only reason we saw them was because he was obsessed. Like, guys, we need to watch the Beach Boys. He had just come back from a Beach Boys concert the day before.
No, literally, we were walking through Magic Kingdom, and he's like, oh my God, the Beach Boys are going to be at Epcot. And I'm like, didn't you see them yesterday? He's like, yeah, yeah.
But he's like you. He was like so excited. I'm telling you guys are literally the same version of each other. He was so excited for us to experience it with him.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. I mean, I get that. Was he kind of upset that about you being so incredibly underwhelmed?
No, I was dancing. We were having a good time.
Shit,
made me crack the fuck up is that Nassim could not care less in the beginning, right? Like he just saw like Benji like trying to go to the Beach Boys and Nassim wanted to eat in Paris and like, you know, he wanted to like stop everywhere and Benji was freaking out because the Beach Boys were starting and Nassim wanted to stop in Morocco to get this couscous that we really like there that they sell inside. And we were like, guys, we're just gonna go get the couscous. We'll like meet you at the Beach Boys later. And as we're walking to Morocco, I could tell like Benji, when he was walking away, like he hated me in that moment. Like he's like, are you fucking kidding me? We're gonna miss the Beach Boys. And as we were walking, I don't know if Nassim was drunk or what. He looked at me and he goes, like, what is Benji talking about the Beach Boys? I'm like, yeah, like whatever. They're the Beach Boys, but like, I don't really know their songs. He goes, is it the real Beach Boys? And I go, yeah. He goes, Oh my God, we have to go back. He thought it was like a cover band of the Beach Boys.
Well, I mean, hello, you don't remember when we were walking? Oh no, wait, you weren't at Epcot with me and Michelle. We went the day before. We were walking and she thought that the girl on stage was really Alanis Morissette. Like they were, she was singing, "Isn't It Ironic?" And she's like, "Oh my God." And I'm like, "No, girl, that's not Alanis Morissette. It's a cover girl." Like,
oh, so maybe he's not off. I guess they do book cover people.
Yeah, they do put people there, like random bands, like singing certain songs. But like the fact that they had like the actual Beach Boys, that's pretty impressive.
No, he got so excited. He said, "Fuck the couscous, let's go." And then Benji was so excited. He literally was like, "Oh my God, when you guys turned away, like I was just like freaking out." And I'm like, Benji, I cared because he cared. But in all actuality,
no, Benji really does love the Beach Boys. That episode where I wore my Beach Boys shirt, he literally texted me like, "Oh my God, I love your shirt. I love the Beach Boys."
I never noticed you wore a Beach Boys shirt. That's kind of lame.
Lame or slay?
No, slay. Slay. Oh.
But to answer your question, how do I ground myself? I know it sounds really
she
bad.
She falls on the ground.
Yeah, I actually just like fall to the floor outside in grass and like go into the grass and I'm like, "Oh, life, why?" And like lift up the soil and be like, "Why?" And then you touch and then it makes you like feel more connected to earth. And
yeah.
Like, you know what? Calm down. We all die one day.
Oh, look who's talking.
I'm just saying.
That's the funniest part to me about mental health is like, I feel like we all know the answers. We just can't apply it to our life. You know what I mean? Just can't do
Why
it.
Why is that?
I don't know. Every time I've ever been to therapy, I'm like, "This is wrong with me. This is wrong with me. I have trauma from this. I have this and that." And then they're like, "Oh, you're very self-aware." I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm still crashing the fuck out. So what good does it do me?" Somebody asked, if we weren't doing social media, what job do you think we'd be doing? I spiral at the thought of that, actually.
If I didn't work on social media, I would probably do something related to animals, like something related to dogs, some sort of like animal job. Probably work
like at a rescue or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
I think I would be working probably as like an occupational therapist for like kids or something like that. I always wanted to be a therapist.
See that. I can see that, especially for kids. Like, yeah. Definitely, I wouldn't do anything that requires like electronics.
Or like, or a medical degree, but fuck, I think the therapists need a degree because I hate school so bad.
Oh, I hate school.
Fucking college. I went to one semester of Miami-Dade and the only reason I even kept showing up was to go to my human sexuality class because I actually really liked that. And I just didn't go to any other ones. And I got financial aid. And since I like failed every other class and didn't show up, they cut me off. I'm pretty sure they have me on a list of like, do not ever give this bitch money again.
Oh my God, that's literally so funny. I didn't even go to school, so.
You graduated high school, right?
And that's it.
Did you graduate like with flying colors?
Oh no, not with flying colors. I had to go to night school my entire senior year.
Me too!
I had to go to night school in order to graduate.
Didn't you feel like such a degenerate at night school? Oh. I felt like a complete failure. I really did.
Yeah, I really did. I really did. To be fair, I was a complete failure, honestly. Like,
no, me too, literally. Me
too. School was rough for me.
Girl. I also did summer school. Oh my God, Benji texted me. It's like he's got ESPN.
What'd he say?
How much did the agent charge you? He's always trying to get the 4-1 freaking one on JK Podcast.
Oh my God, yeah. Talk about the agent charge you an arm and a leg when it should have been free. And did you see those comments? Did you see people backing us up and was like, dude, your group of 16 people, that travel agent got a shit ton of money in her commission.
Okay. Oh, no, she did. Oh, she did.
She sure
100%.
Did.
100%. I told him and he said, wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Wow.
That's it.
But if Nassim asks, guys, it was $300. I hope he doesn't watch these.
No, he says that he still watches the podcast, but I don't think so because he would ask me about that.
Yeah, I don't believe
I think
him.
He says that to make me feel better.
Yeah, to like
we
show
did
support.
Talk about dicks way too much, and I think he stopped watching. After like I kept like, talking about like dicks that I might suck or not, he's like, I'm out.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. I think maybe he does. He plays like the first like 5 minutes to give us a view, and then he.
I'm so dead, Benji. You should have booked me. I would have done a better job. Actually, Benji, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean...
He's like, actually, give me the $3 million. I'll do it.
Michelle would have been better. Stephanie definitely would have been better. Oh, sorry, guys. I knew the questions would do this. I knew we'd be twisting and turning and weaving and wobbling.
You're going to talk about the Disney cruise?
Maybe I am. You absolute whore. You know what I don't like? This is what I don't like. Don't give me false hope, you wretched witch. You told me... didn't you? Or did I dream that?
What?
In an episode, we were like planning it low-key and you were like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I would go on a Disney cruise.
Yeah, I will never go on a cruise again unless it's a Disney cruise is what I said.
So then I was like, okay.
No, but Disney then Jessie's
cruise. She's
like, okay.
No, not that one.
No. Jessie's like, okay, cool. She comes back from Disney and like the Disney bug bit her. She's like, let's go on a Disney cruise tomorrow. I'm like, whoa.
No.
Whoa.
February.
That's so soon.
That's not that soon.
That's tomorrow. Do you know that Disney cruises are $5 million? I don't have an annual pass to Disney cruise.
No, they're not that. They are expensive. They are. Much more than like a Royal Caribbean is. But this one, the weekend that we'd be sailing, is so not even that expensive. And you could room with my dad.
I am not rooming with your dad. And the 17 cloves of garlic he eats every morning.
No, he doesn't eat them on vacation.
Okay.
Wait, have we ever told the story of the garlic?
Yeah, we did. We said that Amelie calls it the garlic house.
Oh my God. So the whole podcast knows that my dad smells like garlic. That's crazy. You know that he went to work and he was like complaining to like his coworker. He goes, my kids are crazy. Like they said I smell like garlic. And the coworker literally looked at him and said like, yeah, you do.
Oh my God.
He says literally it is saving his life. So
he doesn't. It's the best thing for his health, he says. And I believe him.
He's that one episode of SpongeBob.
He would only stink like that if it really did something for you. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so yeah, what is your excuse other than not rooming with my dad? Obviously, of course. And
I'll think about it. I think I might go. It could, you know, for fun. Like I would love to go and I would love to see your kids enjoy a Disney cruise. It would be so cool. But it is an arm and a leg. So unless I'm bunking with somebody, I am not going.
No, we'll find you a bunk mate.
Yeah, I could find somebody to split a room with, I think.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Joey.
Joey is literally not going to come on the Disney cruise.
No, he is. He is.
No. No, he literally is not. No.
No, he is. He is.
No.
He's not.
Watch. He would rather die, actually. And not in Minecraft. He hates cruises. And he hates Disney. Double whammy. I mean, what a buzzkill he was at Disney. We can't have him in the cruise.
He wasn't a buzzkill. He was fine.
He was bitching about Disney the entire fucking time. And the second he steps on a cruise, he's like, this is an adult daycare. No, I can't. I can't. I told him yesterday, actually, or 2 days ago, I was talking to him on the phone. I was like, can't wait to not invite you to the Disney cruise. He's like, I can't wait for that either. He does not want to come. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Uncommon Goods. And if you guys don't already know, I love Uncommon Goods. It honestly takes the stress out of gifting because they have thousands of unique, high-quality finds that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, are often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind.
Yeah, and when I was browsing earlier, I found this page, which I thought you would appreciate. Look at all these personalized pet gifts that you can get.
No, I love it. I love the personalized pet gifts. Like, those are my favorite, honestly.
The little ornaments. I mean, come on.
No, that's so cute. I actually want that.
And Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to like kids, teens, people who love books, even sports fans. Like, literally, there's something for everyone. So it's a perfect place to go looking for a gift for that person that you don't know what to get them because they have everything or they're just hard to shop for.
And the best part is with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a dollar back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $3.1 million to date, which is insane. That's so awesome. Like, not everybody does that. Nobody does that, actually.
So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the holiday rush and get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/jkpod.
That's uncommongoods.com/jkpod for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. All right.
But you, fine. That's a different story. We could film on the cruise.
We are not filming on the cruise.
What? Why would we not?
There's too much fun to be had to film.
An hour of our day to have the most epic cruise episode ever? Yeah.
I mean, I think that we could should be do fun. It. An epic cruise episode. That will be fun.
Same with New Year's. I wanted to bring that up on camera. You backed out of New Year's, which we're
I
all
didn't
staying
back
in a cabin.
Out.
Well, that's what when you say yes and then you say no, that's called backing out. That's well, you were in and now you're out.
Do you want to explain why?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
So every year I go and rent a cabin with my family and like friends, and Benji comes and Alex comes, and it's like a tradition, and we're all there, the whole family in one cabin. We do like Thanksgiving dinner too, like on New Year's. We cook like the ham and the corn quiche and like the whole thing. And it's just a very beautiful vibe. We do like board games and karaoke and all that stuff. Well, I invited Kathleen this year. I did. And she said, oh my God, absolutely, positively, I will be there. I will be there. That sounds fantastic. Fabulous. I would not miss it for the world. Okay. It was originally supposed to be you and Michelle. Then Michelle just slowly trickled off of that. She kind of like never followed up. And then we're like, I don't know if Michelle's going to come. But you were like, no, I will come. And then 2 days ago, you said, never mind.
Wow, that is so not how the story goes. I'm like, oh my God, Jesse, I would love to go. Can I bring my mom and my stepdad? I'm like, I would love to go. Can I bring them? Because like, I want to spend New Year's Eve with them. She's like, yeah. The more the merrier. Everybody come. And then 2 days ago, she said, yeah, we ain't got no room for your parents. God bless.
So it's 5 bedrooms, and then one of them has 4 bunk beds in there, which is going to be like Alex, Benji, Joey, Jonathan. So I'm like, technically, I don't know, because I need a bedroom. Janice needs a bedroom. My mom needs a bedroom. So that's 3 bedrooms. And then one other bedroom. And then where would I put my dad? It's just, it's a lot. I don't know.
So even if my mom doesn't go, where am I going?
Well,
you get a bedroom. Thinking. Your mom gets a bedroom. Your dad gets a bedroom. Janice gets a bedroom. And then the Alex, Joey, Benji, whatever, get a bedroom. Where the fuck did that leave me?
Well, I was thinking downstairs, it's not per se a bedroom, but it is a room in which I could put a bed in.
You want to leave me in the basement in a scary cabin?
It is not. It's by other bedrooms. It's like the place with the pool table. It's like a whole little living room downstairs. We put an air mattress right there. Bada bing, bada boom. You close the curtains. You're in your own room.
That's literally how every like slasher movie starts. The loser in the basement gets killed.
It's not a basement. It is not a basement. And we could make Benji sleep there, and you could sleep in the bunk beds with all of them. If that made you feel
me,
safer.
Jonathan, and Alex, and then you just throw Benji like a loser reject downstairs.
And I will warn you, if you did do that, Alex has a hole in his nose, so he whistles like a train when he sleeps.
Oh no, I'll take the pool table and the murderer.
It's
downstairs.
Very subtle, but like you'll low-key be waking up like, what is that? And it sounds like a little
God, he should get that checked.
It happened. He has like a deviated, I don't know, something with his nose job. Like when he got it, they put a little hole in there or something. Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
So he whistles like a train.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'm still on the fence about New Year's. Do I want to sleep with the murderer in the basement? I don't know. I'll let you know.
But what I was saying is we can try and figure it out and see if we can. I did also suggest, God forbid, that you guys get a tiny little cabin nearby. That's what Abby and Kim are doing. They're staying in a little cabin like 10 minutes
away. Wait, you're right. So Abby and Kim are not staying with you in the cabin?
They're not staying in there. They're staying like 10-ish minutes away.
Yeah, you see, that's too much of a drive.
Oh my God.
A 10-minute drive from a cabin to a cabin? Oh,
you
horrible.
Really need a vacation handed to you on a silver platter.
Well, sorry, I don't want to stay in the basement.
Well, that's what I was saying. If we get a little cabin and then maybe your mom and your stepdad could stay in the little cabin and you stay with us. Trust me, they're going to want to flee away from my father. There's no chance that they're going to want to like kumbaya 24/7. They're going to be like, back to the room we go.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll think about it. Maybe.
But that was another option. We film in the woods or in the jacuzzi or like, we know there's so many options. So many options. I mean, anyway, just throwing it out there.
We'll see.
Wow. We'll see. We've really gone off track. Oh, that same girl that asked what we would be doing if we weren't in social media said, what's the biggest ick you have about each other? Do you have an ick for me?
I have so many icks. Like, I give you so many icks.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
What is one, though, that don't I could think? Me. No. Because you don't, like, eat gross. And you don't, like, smell. So, I don't really know.
And that's it. That's all.
Well, I mean, like, for instance, like, there's people that I love very much. But, like, every time they're eating, they eat with their mouth open. And, like, that really triggers my misophonia. And so, you don't really have anything like that. You. For me, is it my snoring?
No, because that doesn't even, like, you barely were snoring.
That's a condition.
You were barely snoring. It wasn't even that loud.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome.
It's not true, but thank you.
Honestly, you don't give me an ick either. Like, there's nothing. I gotta be honest, guys. None of my friends give me the ick. Only men give me icks.
Oh, my God. No, literally same. Literally same.
I don't really get the ick from my friends. Morgan says, what is your favorite scary movie?
I used to be obsessed with The Orphan. Like, obsessed.
Wait, is that the girl that goes, why Emily? Why Emily? Why Emily? Like a million times.
What?
In the movie.
No, it's the one that's like, she's pretending to be a kid and they adopt her. And then at the end, she like takes
off
her
God.
Teeth. That movie was very disturbing, but I really liked it.
It's like this based off of the real story of that poor little girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Which like, she didn't do that. Damn, I didn't even realize that was
actually
that.
A poor little girl.
Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that. But for some reason, I really like that because I don't like jump scare movies. I I don't like scary movies at all anymore. I think my mental health is not at the point where I could do that.
I don't like scary movies. However, I watch them all the time. What is that about?
Yeah, what is that about? That's not
I really don't normal. Know. I gotta say like my favorite scary movie is probably Carrie.
Terry?
Yeah, like Carrie, the one where she's like
The
blood at the end. Like she just like murders everybody in her school or something like that.
Yes,
like that
was pretty epic. Yes. I don't think I've ever seen that.
You haven't seen the new one? The old one? Okay. It's a little bit like old and like whatever, but the new one's good.
Ooh, somebody asked, how do I sign up for the Coca-Cola Roxy presale? Oh. We're working on it. There'll be a link soon.
When is Jesse moving back to Miami? Never.
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 Oh my God. Somebody said, not an ask, more of a request. Please do tipsy Tinder, but for Kathleen, like you did back in the day. Like if I get you on Tinder and then we.
First of all, never. You'll never. Guys, if you see me on a dating. I don't care. If you see me, for example, if any of you have been scrolling your dating apps and you see me, it's fake. It's a fake person. I will never. N-E-V-E-R. Capital never. Damn. I will never be on a dating app. Never. No, if I actually know several of my friends, like Talia, her very serious boyfriend who she lives with, they met on a dating app. Like, I know so many people who have gotten married to people that they met on a dating app, and they're in committed, loving, amazing relationships. I just know that if I went on a dating app, I would meet a serial killer.
Oh my. So, wait, that's genuinely why you don't want to have it? You think you'd get killed?
Yeah.
The chances of that are very low.
But they're not.
It's not zero, but it's low.
It's not zero. Also, I just feel like unless a man is recommended to me, like, oh my God, fulanito, mi primo, or like, I know, whatever. Like, I would never date a stranger.
Yeah, but the whole premise of the tipsy Tindering is like, we just do it and then we delete your Tinder right after. You know what I mean? We just message some folks and then we delete it.
But that's mean. That's mean. Why are we going to message some folks and not be, if like, it's not serious?
Well, they're men. It's okay. Well, that's true. Who cares? They'll be fine.
But I'm sure they're just on Tinder to fuck anyway.
Oh, somebody asks what you thought when I told you that I was pregnant since it happened so fast. Did you think I was insane?
No, because I feel like, honestly, I'm the only one out of my friend group, like the friends that I grew up with or whatever, that isn't a mom. Like all my friends have kids. And Emilia, for example, Emilia was also like unexpected. Was like, guess what? I'm pregnant. And that threw me in for a loop. And it was like, I feel like all my friends were like, oh. So I don't know. It was just like, oh my God, crazy. But I don't think I was like, what the hell?
No, you were really nice about it. I'll never forget. The only friend that was like, is that something that's good? Was Lily. Lily was like, yeah, like,
well, because
good.
You got like, pregnant yeah. soon, right? Like you got pregnant like right after getting married, like right after or something.
After getting married, I got married when I was 6 months pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I met Nassim October 15th. I think by New Year's, I knew I was pregnant. So like a month and a half.
It was that fast?
That fucking fast, yeah.
Oh my God, wait, I don't remember.
We were very passionate. Crazy. Very passionate.
Oh my God, they're ready to cook, ready to put a baby in you.
Yeah, it was wow. Wild
I guess
times.
I just knew it was meant to be, you know what I mean?
You know.
It just felt right.
It worked out for the best. I'm so dead, somebody messaged me, the box for the questions? Question mark. Well, you knew how to send me that message, okay? So you could have just written your message there.
That is so funny. Someone said, Jesse, do you want more kids?
No, absolutely not. I've never been sure. More sure about anything in my entire life.
Are you gonna like tie your tubes?
No,
or, like, what's going on?
No, me and Nassim are literally pull like, I don't want to jinx it, but like we are pull and pray. Is how it is.
Yeah, the pull and praying method.
I've never heard that. We just are very like, I feel very good at not getting pregnant at this point.
Okay.
That we're like somewhat of experts. Like I have had exactly zero scares. Like ever since.
Really?
Oh yeah. After I had Amelie and stuff, never had a scare.
He's a professional pull outer. Ew, gross.
Well, whatever. But we just have no scares. Everything is perfect. And I don't want to jinx myself because I am quite the fertile myrtle, I will say. But I don't have any fear that we would have another baby like by accident. And honestly, the only reason I say that, I mean, there's so many reasons I say that. Like, I don't think bringing more kids into the world right now is a great decision. I also don't think that I would be like the best version of myself as a mother if I have another kid. Just like the attention that my kids, like I just have enough for both of them. And then I still have enough to fill my cup. And like, it's just a good thing we have going on right now. Otherwise, my cup would be very empty.
I mean, you know, two is perfect. I really do think like I loved growing up with siblings. So like the thought of like just having one baby, like, I mean, people do it and it's fine. Like, I know a lot of people who are only children and they love their life. They love their family, you know, but like, I loved having siblings growing up. So even if it's just one or whatever, I do love that you have two kids because they have each other at the
end
of the
day. And they have the bonds. Like Amelie watches out for Noah and vice versa. Like he will share things with her. He will not share with anybody else. Like somebody touches his tablet, he'll kill them. But like, if she does it, he just like smiles and like lets her do whatever. Their bond is so beautiful. And I have such a good bond too, like with Joey, that I'm like, how could I not give that to my kids?
Guys, I have to tell you, hold on. I have to tell you this story. We were at Disney and like, have you ever had like cute aggression or like excited aggression? Like when you get so excited, like you can't contain it. Like that happens to me that happens to me with Porter all the time. I'm like, you're so cute. And I like grab his head and I'm like, I don't, but I want to squish it. Yeah. I want to like smush him. Like, oh my God. Amelie fully started choking Noah in the middle of Magic Kingdom.
It wasn't a hard choke. She had her hands around his neck and was just like
She was like, Noah!
Yeah, she definitely squeezes him and like wants to like just like grip him, especially like, because he's not like the biggest hugger and stuff. Like, he's not going to go up to you necessarily. Sometimes he will, but he doesn't do it all the time. And she's a Scorpio. She craves physical affection so much. So she was all up on his shit the entire Disney trip. Like, she wanted to be inside his skin, and he just looks at her like smiling and stuff. But yeah, she fully went but to it choke
was
him.
So
and Kathy was like, funny. Oh my God, don't choke your brother. Do not choke your brother. And he just let it happen. So excited. That angel.
Like, she was just so happy and so excited. So like, I get her. She's like, I don't know where to put this energy. Like, Noah's right next to me. So I'm just going to get him a little choksy, Rooney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Somebody made an account called Jessica Urban to message me. The bullying stops today. Was there ever a time where we fought and stopped talking? We've never fought.
No, not like for real.
Have we fought for fake?
No, but I mean, like the other day when you were like, if you don't start posting our TikToks, I'm going to have to literally beat your ass.
And then, I never. And then you didn't answer
me when I said, I'm so sorry. And then like 2 hours later, when I responded to her again, I said, wow, you literally still aren't answering me. What's wrong? And then she still ignored me. And then we got a text from someone else in another chat, and she immediately responded in that other chat and completely ignored me. I was like, oh, okay, so you hate me.
Okay. First of all, that's not how it was on my end. Very different. See, that's why I don't like text messages. My God, as somebody who's like pretty bad at text messages, I can't be held accountable for not answering. It's not like, it's not the same.
I mean, you
like, it's not
so
that deep
right.
for me. You know what I mean?
No, I get you.
But also, I never said I was gonna beat your ass. I never said that. You made that up. What I said was, hey, have you posted any of the TikToks? Because we're like paying someone to do the shorts and she's slaying it and we love her. And I'm like,
oh, I love her.
But
I love her.
None of them are getting posted. Like, are you just like watching them and then just like putting them away? Like, do we need to pause it? You know, like maybe we pause her making them because we have too many in there where we haven't posted any. And then I immediately had such a busy day. I was filming with Lily. I had calls and I was back to back.
No, I get you.
Kathleen sends me like 5 frantic voice memos that I just read the transcript on. And it's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, I swear to fucking God, I'm setting an alarm right now. I'm setting an alarm and it's going to be great. It's going to be the best thing we've ever done.
Now I have an alarm 3 times a week. So you'll be seeing those TikToks 3 times a week. Okay, because I have my alarm set. It's like, post your JK. The thing is that, guys, I need an assistant or I need help. I need help. No, I need mental help. I need physical help. I need so much help. I can't do it.
What do we think we're doing with this podcast? We are 2 like completely frazzled, mentally ill people.
But you're not, bro. You are so on point. Like, you're on time every time we go to film. If we're like a few minutes late, it's always my fault. Like, you are on point for everything. I swear. Like, you really are.
No, it's just that I have gotten like a pretty good like idea or a schedule. Like, if I have to be ready by time, I know exactly when I need to start getting ready. I know exactly how long it's going to take me to do something. So I'm almost never late. Mm-hmm. And that is just something, I guess, is in my brain. Because like Lily, like we've been doing it the same amount of time and Lily's late every filming. Every filming, she is late at least.
She's an Aries.
10, 15, 30 minutes. It's been an hour before. Sometimes 2 hours when we did the Islands Boy episode. I don't know. I guess I just, it's the way my brain like organizes it. But I'm really bad at other stuff. Like, I was responsible for posting Do We Know Them's TikToks. And I never did it because it was like such a weird executive dysfunction.
You're so busy editing all of the fucking videos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot.
That's so true. You know what? You're right, queen. No, but I was just inquiring. I didn't tell Kathleen that I would beat her ass if she didn't post a TikTok.
No, she didn't say that. She said, we might have to put a pause on it for Paola. And I started to spiral at that text message.
She's like, we're not pausing. I'm like, okay. All right, queen.
But, you know, no, we've never had like an actual fight. Except I almost wanted to fight her when we were leaving Halloween Horror Nights because we left at 9 p.m.
No, you literally were mad and you had your arms crossed and you were being a little brat.
We paid $9 million.
Oh, brother. Maybe I don't want you to go on the Disney cruise. You're going to be like, we need to do 5 trillion activities a day to make this cruise worth it. You're going to have me up at like 5 a.m.
No, honestly, just like walking around and seeing Mickey Mouse is enough.
I mean, right? And the Disney Wish has, oh my God, I literally want to like cry.
It's so pretty.
The front of the boat, have you seen it? With Rapunzel painting the Disney Wish logo and Pascal's there. And then the fucking dining rooms are Frozen themed and Marvel themed.
No, you hate Marvel.
Yeah, but I would like to, you know, I would like to experience it. And for Jonathan. Oh my God. Thank you guys for the beautiful comments. And like, I even got text messages of people being like, oh my God, the story about Jonathan, I'm crying. I'm like, oh, he would love that.
It was so worth it. This whole crazy Disney chaotic trip was so worth it just for Jonathan's experience. Honestly, it was amazing. First of all, someone was like, not Kathleen saying she's gonna remember this for the rest of her life when she has the worst memory. I'm gonna remember that though.
No,
that,
you guys, she has my short-term memory loss, not long-term memory loss. Like, I feel like every time you say a story or something, like, you remember the things that happened, you know, in history for the most part. But if you need to remember what you had for breakfast yesterday, no, you can't do it.
No, not gonna happen. I'm like Dory for sure. Someone said, name one thing or experience you regret.
One thing or experience?
Something you did you regret doing.
Oh, damn. I have one, but I don't really want to say it because I feel like people are going to look at me differently. When I was younger, me and my brother, Joey, although a very strong bond, we did get into it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was also, you know, struggling with a lot. Anyway, he got grounded because he, I feel like this part doesn't matter, but you know, he's the one that edits this. So if it's in the episode, he allowed it to be in here. He stole a midterm, like along with a few other students, to like get all the answers or like the questions or something. Like he stole the midterm test, got suspended. My mom and Joe almost killed him. They made him write 1,000 lines. We used to have to write lines as a kid. Like, I will not do this. I will not do this. I will not do this 1,000 times.
Oh my God. Like in prison? Wow.
No, literally. And then like when one person was being punished with lines, like me, I would go to Joey and just look at him like, damn, like you're really going through it. You know, whatever. Anyway, so he was grounded. He was grounded because he was suspended. He had to do the lines, all that stuff. His best friend, okay, Natalie's 15's cruise was coming up, and he went to my dad's house, and Natalie lived like just a little short walk away. And so he left my dad's house because my parents are divorced. My dad never enforced my mom's rules. Like, he could not care less. So my brother left and walked to Natalie's house, hung out with her, and came back, which he wasn't supposed to do because he was grounded. Bro, I snitched on him, and my mom fully did not allow him to go on the cruise. He was like furious at me forever and still holds it against me, which I understand.
You snitch ass bitch.
No, literally. I like, when I think back to that, I'm like, what a bootlicker I was. Why the fuck would I tell my mom that? Like, if it's any of her damn business. So I do regret doing that.
That's so unlike you.
No, it's very like me back then. Very like me.
Bitch, if Joey would have snitched on you back then, you would have literally murdered him.
No, I would have murdered him for sure. We had a very, you know, weird relationship in like our high school, middle school days, where like we were a lot more like combative than we are,
yeah,
now.
I mean, sibling shit, you know. Yeah,
but that was treacherous, and I really do regret doing that, Joy. I am sorry. Okay, for what it's worth.
That's so mild too. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of things in life.
They had paid for it already. It was like a week away.
He hates cruises though, so who cares?
No, but back then, you know, he didn't know he hated cruises yet.
No, and a quince cruise, come on, you're missing out on a lot of good stuff there. There are a lot of things I regret. I think there's a few decisions in my life that I think I regret that I don't want to get into, but if I can think of a harmless one, it's actually one that I think about all the time. Like after high school, like I was having like some financial troubles or whatever, and I pawned my high school ring. I know that sounds like kind of silly.
How much did you get for it?
Bro, I got like $60.
No, literally, those things are worthless.
they're literally worthless. And like looking back now, like I had the cutest little high school ring, and I would like to like keep that for memories. I can't believe I freaking pawned that. I think about that shit all the fucking time. That, what did that get me? Like 2 trips to McDonald's? I was like, what an idiot. I really, really regret that.
Damn, if somebody out there has that ring, have a heart. Give it back.
Yeah.
Why would anybody even buy that? Because it's so personalized. Like,
yeah, I don't get it. Maybe they were like going to melt it down and like use, I don't know.
Someone asked how you got over your traveling anxiety, but you're not over it, right?
I'm so not over it. When we were coming back from Jersey, bro, I was with Erica, and the pilot was like, all right, guys, we're going to do this routine check and start the ulterior engine. We have to like, something was with the engine, so they had to use the ulterior engine or whatever. And the pilot over the system was like, this is perfectly safe. No worry. I lost it.
You were in the air?
No. We hadn't taken off yet.
Oh.
I lost it though. I was like Googling like what that means. What does that mean? Oh my God, whatever. Everybody seemed very, very calm. And like Google was telling me it was perfectly safe and fine, but I was taking I prayed 48 times. It was crazy. So no, I am not over my fear of flying, I will say.
But you're just doing it anyway, right? Like that's,
yeah,
you know,
I have to.
Tactic, yeah. So many people are asking how we met, but I feel like we've told that so many times.
Yeah, we told the story of like how we met, our first impressions of each other and all of that, like a few episodes back, if you guys wanna check that out. Someone's asking us, plastic surgeries, any that you've had, any that you want, any you regret?
Well, I've been very vocal about wanting my knockers done.
Yes, that is true.
And I don't know if I do anymore.
Wow, that's beautiful.
No, genuinely, I've not been breastfeeding for a year now, and I do feel like they're kind of getting some shape back. I mean, they're the never gonna be what they once were, you know? They never
listen
will. But they're like, you cute have the gift and they do children their thing, you know what I mean? Like,
they're so cute.
I won't lie, like your tetas do make me want to get tetas. I will say, like, you just like literally pose in like a random ass shirt and it's like, wow, here I am. It's like that Jennifer Coolidge meme where she's like this. Like, it's definitely like always slaying, and that does make me want to get my tetas done.
I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I feel like they're too big. I feel like, oh God, they're so annoying. I wish.
Do you ever feel like there's like a foreign thing in your body? Like, does that ever freak you out?
Honestly, when I first got them done, it used to, especially when I would like sleep on my side. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it does feel like I have something in my body that's not supposed to be there, which I mean, I do. But then I kind kind of like, you get used to it. Now it feels like they're my tits.
Oh, I love that.
But aside from my boobs, like surgery like that, like I've only done my boobs.
And our Botox, of course.
Oh, that's considered plastic surgery.
I feel like that's in the realm, like filler, all that stuff.
Then yes. Okay, so I've done Botox only on the side of my eyes, though. I'm terrified to do Botox on the forehead or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like terrified. So I've done it on my crow's feet. I did my boobs. I did get lip injections once, but they were very mild, very minor. I like whatever. I've gotten my smile lines filled. Never again. Never again am I putting filler in my face. Worst experience of my life. And that's it. I've always thought about like, oh, one day I'm going to remove my gut.
Like, your gut? I want to like. You don't have like, a gut. How would they even remove that? It's like 1 pound.
Yeah. And then so I won't do it. I won't do it. But like, I've always thought maybe one day if I ever had kids, I would like immediately just freaking tummy tuck that shit so I could like.
I'm so done.
You know, have the stomach I've always wanted.
I can't think of anything else, though, that I would want to do. Definitely nothing in my butt.
Oh, my God. I would rather die than get it. Well, you do die when you get BBL all the time. People die all the time.
That is true. We're big advocates against BBLs.
Yes, I'm so beyond against it. And it's so crazy, guys, how freaking normalized it is, like in celebrity culture or influencers and stuff like that. Like, I know like a lot of people with BBLs, and it's just, to me, it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk.
Hell no.
And also, like, as someone who has literally a foreign stuff in their tits, I know I sound like a hypocrite, but like, do some squats, go to the gym. I swear you could really transform your ass if you work out. You got to work out a lot and you got to mm-hmm. eat like the right things, whatever, but you can so do it. You could do it. And it'll look good and natural. And like, I just don't like a fake ass. Like, I just don't.
No,
but like,
no.
Power to you. If you have it, I'm sure you look absolutely lovely and beautiful. Are you team Jeremiah or team Conrad?
The fuck does that mean?
I knew you were like, I've never seen the show either, but that's from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
The Summer I Turned Pretty?
You've never heard of that?
Never heard of that in my life.
It was a book and it turned into a series and people are like obsessed with it. It's like super wow. viral. I've never seen it. I know this is going to sound bad, but I feel like I'm too old for it. Even though my stepdad watches it and he's team Conrad.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, but like, I can't. What's a movie that perfectly describes your dynamic? Wait, let me, Wedding Crashers.
I don't remember that movie. Maybe like, I feel like more Romeo like Michelle's... Bridesmaids. Wait, Leah Michelle.
Okay. No, I was saying Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. Have you seen that movie?
Oh yeah, I have. Okay, I love that. That's cute. I was thinking like Bridesmaids, like Kristen Wiig and I always forget her name.
I haven't seen that movie before.
What? You've never seen Bridesmaids?
I've never seen it in its entirety. I've seen it in like little bits
that
and pieces.
I've seen it so many times. I can't even count.
Every time I say that to somebody, they're like, it's the greatest movie of all time.
It is such a good movie. Watch it. And it stands the test of time. Unlike Freaky or Friday, which I tried to watch on the way to Disney, and I shit you not, for me to turn a movie off on an airplane that has to be so fucking bad, I couldn't.
You know, I liked it. I liked Freaky or Friday. I did.
What'd you like about it?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm a huge fan of Freaky Friday. Like that movie, yeah, like I am obsessed. I can get behind that. I was a huge fan. So like it felt a little bit nostalgic to me. Like don't get me wrong. Like here's why. The thing is that I went into it thinking it was going to be the worst movie I've ever seen. Because every prequel or sequel or whatever, it's so bad. It's never like the original. That's why I'm very nervous about The Devil Wears Prada. But I think that like, for it being like one of those Gen Z, like, I don't know. I think it wasn't so bad. I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she was funny. I think it was pretty good.
Jamie Lee Curtis was the only one whose acting was semi-acceptable. I did not, like literally, could not follow. Maybe I'm just dumb. Who switched into who? Confused me so bad. Why would four of them switch into each other? What the fuck?
Oh my God, are you like, have you never seen Jumanji?
Okay, this is not Jumanji, bitch. This is Freaky Friday.
Saying, you know,
mom and daughter. People. So like the teenage daughter should have gone into fucking Lindsay Lohan or something, and Jamie Lee Curtis could have just helped out.
It was very simple. Now the granddaughters went into them. It's so simple. Come on.
No. And then sometimes they had the accent and sometimes they did. I hated it. It was awful. The acting was bad. It was pretty good. God bless, Lindsay Lohan looks stunning, but she cannot move her face.
It did look really good though. She looks good.
She looks amazing. She just can't move her face and it's very distracting. Same as like, okay, when I watch Ariana Grande in Wicked, besides the strip lashes that are like,
wait, you saw, oh my God, God bless, what the let's talk about that.
How is it allowed?
Because I'll tell you why. Because Ariana Grande, I'm convinced, did her own makeup. No?
No. Yeah. How is that allowed?
Because she's Ariana Grande.
Okay, but somebody's got to tell her when she was crying.
No.
The one, it's so bad. Lash. I mean,
like, even in the first movie, did you watch Wicked for Good?
No, not yet. Only seen things on TikTok. I'm watching it on Friday.
I've heard not good things.
It's just a very different film than the first one. So like, if people wanted the same vibe as the first one, it's just like not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what Stephanie
like
was
it's the same
too,
as like, even at the musical. Like, when I've seen Wicked live so many times, like Defying Gravity is where the intermission happens, and then after, I usually don't like the second act as much as the first. But regardless, I mean, ever since I started wearing clusters instead of strip lashes, which has changed my life, and like, I cannot wear makeup without putting on clusters now. I feel naked. But ever since I don't have that like lash line, like when I look down you don't see it because I put it underneath my lashes, I'm like, strip lashes in general, like every time somebody wears them, I'm staring at them a little bit. Like, sometimes the application can be great and I'm like, oh, slay, but most of the time it's like a little off in the corner, it's like too long.
No, strip lashes are so 2014. What's going on?
I agree. For Ariana Grande to have some of the worst strip lashes I've ever seen, and then her eyebrows are like too short, it's like something's going on. No, it was not good.
I know.
And no blush as Glinda.
No, she looks so pale and like,
yeah, no, it's pretty bad.
I don't love her makeup. I don't.
No, I don't either. And it's even worse.
I also
on red
don't
carpets.
Love that little thing she does here. I know, it's so
no
up.
I don't like, no, it's not fucked, not up feeling it. It's fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, we're the ones who have to look at it.
No, because like, listen, I get it, you do your makeup how it makes you feel beautiful and happy, and like, who am I to tell? You're the artist, not me. So, you know, but like, oof.
Well, especially coming from 2013 Ariana Grande, who like slayed with her wing liner and her ponytail, and she was always so tanned, like she would spray tan all the time, which just in general obviously gives you a boost a little bit. Like, pale, like I'm super pale, it doesn't really do you any favors. Like, if you're spray tanned, it's like easier to look better, honestly. And I just can't with this pale era. But oh my god, I see so many TikToks of people making fun of Cynthia and Ariana's relationship, like not relationship like that, but like relationship in terms of like, they are so overprotective of each other, it's insane. Like, I get it, like they're,
I'm gonna
have
say
a wonderful
something,
friendship,
like,
but wow,
I think something weird freaky dicky is happening behind the scenes of the Wicked people. I don't know, something is off. Something,
well,
is,
you know what there. They say the franchise in general, like Wizard of Oz franchise, is cursed. Yeah, that's what
no,
they
like,
say.
I believe it.
God bless. You know, we wish them well.
No, I wish them so well, and I love them so much. And I actually really, really love Cynthia and Ariana. Like, I think they were great
no,
for the
Cynthia's
role. Like, the first
insane.
Movie. No, her talent.
I will say, Ariana's not my favorite Glinda. She's not. I have trouble, as somebody who loves Wicked, and again, I've seen it like live so many times, I have trouble not just seeing Ariana Grande. Like, I don't see Glinda.
I get you. I get you. See, for me, like, I had never seen anything Wicked related before I saw the movie. Like, nothing. I had never even heard Defying Gravity, bro.
Oh my
like,
God.
I had never.
Crazy.
So like, that's I nuts. Saw the movie for the first time and I like sobbed hysterically. It blew me away.
Yeah.
So like, I only know Ariana as Glinda, and I feel like she's like, I don't know. I think that she did a good job, and I think that they're very talented musically, but like, what's wrong with them? What's wrong? What's going on?
No, something's going on. Besides their interesting dynamic, Ariana's lip filler, I stare at it too in the whole movies. And I've noticed lately. In movies, a lot of actresses, like, I mean, Nicole Kidman, like, I can't focus on anything else but her facelift. You know what I mean? There's a lot of actresses that have gone, like, just a little bit far with plastic surgery. And, like, lip filler is, like, mild because you could just get it dissolved. I think she should have gotten it dissolved for Glinda, to be honest. I really do. I think she should have started fresh and then done lip filler after, because it just takes away. It takes you out of, like, you don't feel like you're in Oz. Like, they don't have lip filler in Oz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. It's, like, kind of like with those films when you watch, like, old, like, movies from back in the day. They're supposed to be, like, portraying women from like the 40s, and they all have lip filler, and you're like, girl, nobody
exactly
looks like that.
Exactly, yes, 100%.
Like, I get you. Before we continue, we actually want to thank our next sponsor, Jones Road Beauty.
Yeah, Jones Road Beauty was actually started by Bobbi Brown herself. Ever heard of her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah, if you know anything about Bobbi Brown, she really loves a minimalist makeup look, and that's what she created Jones Road Beauty with in mind.
Yeah, and their bestseller is actually their Miracle Balm, the ultimate makeup skincare hybrid product that gives a natural glow. It's honestly a true multitasker, okay? It can be used as a tint, a blush, a bronzer, a highlight on the lips, wherever you want it.
Yeah. I love to use it as a highlight because it's not metallic at all. It really does give a beautiful glow to your skin.
Like a wet look. It's like a little wet look.
Exactly. And one thing I really love about Jones Road Beauty is it doesn't really feel like you're wearing makeup. So if you love the no makeup makeup look and you want to look put together, but you want it to be quick, something you could take on the go, this is the perfect solution. They actually have 5 limited edition holiday kits available right now. And they're trios that include new holiday shades, products, and packaging. So it makes a great gift.
This holiday season, simplify your routine with makeup that's clean, strategic, and multifunctional, okay? From November 18th to December 1st, Jones Road is doing their first ever Black Friday sale. Go to jonesroadbeauty.com to get up to 20% off site-wide.
That's jonesroadbeauty.com for up to 20% off your entire order. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. It helps us out so much if you let them know that the JK Podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Jones Road Beauty for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I'm going to give the movie a chance, but they're very interesting. Cynthia, though, her talent is like undeniable and makes the movie worth it for me. Like both her acting and her voice is so fucking insane. She's one of the best Elphabas that I've seen for sure. Besides Jessica Bosk, who also slays.
Honestly, I think she's a better, like since the Wicked thing came out, like I've seen like little clips of like the old Wicked on Broadway and stuff like that. But like, I think that Cynthia is like the best Elphaba ever.
Like I said, Jessica Bosk is a very close second who she played Elphaba on Broadway for many years. And
You're not talking about Adele Dazeem?
No, Adele Dazeem, I definitely, I don't really like Idina Menzel, period, to be honest. Like her voice does not do it for me. Yeah, her voice like actually bothers me a little bit, a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Like when she starts singing Let It Go, I'm like, how about you let it go? Stop it. I don't want to hear this anymore.
When you compare her Defying Gravity to Cynthia's, Cynthia's is like next level.
Listen to Jessica Bosk singing Defying Gravity.
Okay, I will.
I love that Cynthia put her own spin on it, like for sure. But Jessica Bosk has this like voice that is so healthy. It's like so hydrated. Like it's one of the most amazing voices I've ever heard. Okay. Anyway, before we get canceled for our Wicked takes, what is your favorite memory with each other?
Favorite memory?
We have none.
They've all been so good, you know what I mean? My favorite memory, probably for me, like when I almost killed Katie in an escape room. That was a fun night.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. You didn't almost kill her
of a heart attack? Yeah.
I don't know if you guys
know this story. Oh my god, I've never told this story. Okay, so Jessie had a phase where like she really loved escape rooms. Do you remember that whack ass escape room we did in Miami, the Sherlock Holmes one?
Oh, how could I forget? The worst escape room I've ever done in my life. They said it's time to go to class. Everybody go to the whiteboards.
Fluorescent lights. All awful. On, like literally the worst. Anyway, so she had like a phase where we did, and that night was actually a lot of fun. We did an escape room, and I don't know if I had seen Desi and Katie. I don't know if you guys know. I mean, I'm sure you guys know them. They're the famous influencers, Luster Lux and Desi Perkins, and they're best friends.
I love Desi's skin, by the way. That's like my main skincare is Desi's skin.
Oh my god, yeah, no, Desi and her sunglasses, incredible, so good, mm-hmm. so good. I invited them to meet us up at an escape room that we were doing that night, and they were like, "Yeah, we'll go, whatever." So they came to the escape room, guys.
Well, because we pressured them, it was at your million subscriber party.
Oh my god, that's right. I'm like, where did we see them that we convinced them? Convinced them to go. And Katie, like, I didn't know that Katie had like a phobia of these things. I don't know why she said that.
It was at the Basement LA, and it is very scary. And they have actors.
No,
and
it's like a horror themed room.
Yeah.
So it was a horror themed room, and it was really bad. And then in the beginning, which I didn't know this, if not, I would have warned Katie for sure. But like in the beginning, they put bags over your head. Do you remember?
Because you're in a serial killer's basement.
Yeah, you're in a serial killer's basement, and they put these little black bags over your head before you go into the escape room or whatever. The minute that black bag went on Katie's head, she said panic attack. It was so bad. And she's like,
why don't I remember
crying under her bed?
Oh, she was crying? I don't remember that at all.
She was hyperventilating, sobbing, crying, hysteric. Desi had to like calm her down, like, mama, don't worry, it's gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. No, it was so bad. Like, I felt so bad. But then like after we got into the flow, the little bag, like, you know, she was fine after we went into the room or whatever. And I had really such a good time. It was such a good, I mean, I did nothing. I didn't do shit. I like, no, stood literally there and watched everybody.
You guys did not help at all.
You guys, I don't know if I think that everybody else helped. I just think I was the only one that was like,
no, I don't think Katie support. Helped. Oh, actually, I think she did after a while. That's your favorite memory?
After her panic attack. It was having so much a panic fun attack that night. Like once we got in there and it was so fun, there was like an actor. I laughed a lot that night, I remember.
I see. One of my favorite memories, honestly, was when we went on the cruise and Joey took over the piano bar. And
I'm lying. That's my favorite memory. No, that's my favorite memory. That's my favorite
memory. That was so fun. So my brother plays the piano and he sings. And there's like a piano bar in most cruises. And so he went, and actually like it was kind of sanctioned like by the person who was performing ahead of time. They had like become friends with Joey, whatever, and they were like, yeah, like you could play, it's my last day. Like they were literally quitting after that, so they were like, okay, I'm like leaving, whatever. And Joey started playing. People literally thought he worked there, and like we got a crowd, and then security came and was like, you can't do this. And then Nassim posed as my brother's manager. Oh my god, it was a whole thing.
No, it really, oh my god, actually, that's the best. Guys, that's one of my favorite memories of all time, though.
No, it was so good.
One of my favorite nights of my whole life on that cruise, because we technically like snuck into this piano bar. We were not supposed to be there.
We were breaking the rules. We were.
Yeah, we were 100% breaking the rules. And then Joey just takes the tarp off the piano and just is like, making my way downtown. And then so people just started to come in, like guests of the cruise. And like we all formed like a big circle.
Packed.
Like if he was like the star, the performer, that they came in and they were like, you have to leave. And then Anthony.
Is that his name? Your friend Anthony?
Adrian.
Let me say it again.
No, you said it with such confidence.
Let me say it again.
And then Adrian. It was so funny. He was like pretending to like clean the... Do you remember of him like dancing and cleaning the piano? It was in front of the guy working there. The guy was not having it.
We were all in such a good mood because we were all drinking. But also just in general, like my brother plays so well and stuff. Like people literally thought that he worked there. And so Nassim started posing as his manager. And every time the security would come, he would be like, listen, you know, he's a professional. And like at the end of the day, like he's providing entertainment, like everybody loves this, like we're not, you know, causing any issues, we're not, you know, breaking the piano or anything, whatever. And the guy, it just became this whole thing. And once we finally did get kicked out, mind you, we stayed like for quite a while, once we finally did get kicked out, everybody was like boo to the security.
Yeah, oh my god, I know, when they asked us to leave, like everybody was like throwing tomatoes at the security.
The crowd was rioting. But just in general, the vibe of like him singing and all the random people, and we were all like just together. It was like such a unified experience. It was great.
No, it was the best. It was honestly the best. Like I talk about that to so many people still to this day as like one of my most memorable nights ever. It was amazing.
Damn, a lot of people asking about if we fight and like when we made up and all that stuff. I'm like, damn, no, we really don't fight, which is kind of shocking because you might be one of the only, except for Abby and Kim. I've never fought with Abby and Kim, but I've known you for way longer. But like, yeah, I've fought with everybody I knew besides you, like every internet friend and stuff. Oh yeah, we fought.
I don't, every internet friend. I actually don't fight with any of my friends. Like I've never really
That. Yeah, you're not a fighter.
I don't. I'm really not. Like I think about it, like I've been friends with Amelia since like literally sixth grade, and Stephanie too. Like I've never had a fight with them.
I think we haven't fought mainly because of you, like your character and the way you hate fighting. Like, I think that's why, because I could disagree with people. I surely can. Like, I know I say I don't like confrontation and I don't, but.
But I can disagree with people and have it like not be a fight for me, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, we could disagree and have that discussion and talk about it, and I could be passionately about something, whatever, but I'm not like mad, actually.
Right. You know? Right. Somebody said, would we consider meet and greets? And duh, when we tour. We're going to have a meet and greet package. Somebody said, when will the next in-person pod episode be? When's the tour? An update on Patreon. I've never been interested, but we'll do anything for more Jessie Cat content. That's very sweet. Thank you so much.
That is so sweet. Thank you. We've been thinking about, we've told you guys, we've been thinking about launching a Patreon, and that might be coming soon. I think it's going to be coming soon.
Yeah, we've been working on it and like trying to figure out what that's going to look like. It's so funny because I like already had like so many ideas that we could do there that we can't do here.
No, literally, I was like, we were coming up with some ideas for today's episode, and Jesse's like, I love that. Let's save it for Patreon.
Yeah, well, because even just the title would get us demonetized. So I was like, we can't do that. Oh, yeah.
We can't fuck, marry, kill over here.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. No. Somebody left a really nice message about you. They said, Kathleen, I wanted to say that I have watched your mental health journey and really resonate with it to a T. When you said that you felt like the weakest link, I felt seen. Also, I'm scared to have children because I don't think I'm strong enough, and I'm scared to let them down anyway. All that to say, please update us if you're comfortable with it. What helps you? I started medication and it helped a lot, but I still get moments where I'm like, wow, I'm so not on the same level as my friends. Jesse, please give tips. Also, love you girls. Thanks for making my week better. That's so sweet.
Oh my God, that is literally the nicest comment. Listen, trust me, I struggle with that all the time, and the only reason I've even been able to make a little bit of progress is because I did find the type of medication that does work for me. Like I have gone through many different types of medication to finally find the thing that stuck with me, because the thing is that it's a journey. Like you can't give up, even like if you really do want to be on medication because you want to, like, you know, give yourself like the best chance. And that was my decision. Not everybody does well on medication. I tried a few different ones that just didn't work for me, that actually gave me the exact opposite effect. Like I felt worse on them.
Yeah, it could happen.
If I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, like the one that I really, really remember being like absolute hell for me was Lexapro. But I finally found the combo that works for me. I take Buspirin, which is more of like an anxiety medication, not so much like an SSRI. And I take that in combination with like Vistatrol whenever I have like really bad panic attacks. Vistatrol is amazing for me because it's kind of like an intense Benadryl. It's like an antihistamine on crack instead of doing something like Xanax or something like that that really, really, really fucks up my brain.
I hate Xanax.
Yeah, Xanax fucks me up. So it's all about trial and error, and I found the right medication that works for me. Journaling, therapy, and medication. And
you journal? I didn't know that.
Yes, of course. I have to write it all down because if I don't tell my journal, like, I'm gonna explode. The thing is for me is like I keep a lot in. I don't like to bother people with like my mental health stuff, right? Like I can't just be like, I'm really going through it, Jesse. I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna like, I hate bothering people with like my personal stuff.
Yeah,
I get things that. Like that. And I really feel like if I'm not getting it out either with like a therapist, a journal or anything like that, like I will drive myself crazy. And so honestly, like those things, those little things have really, really been helping me just, you know.
I mean, honestly, same for me, not with journaling. I could never get into journaling. I so badly wanted to be a journal girl and I could never like consistently do it. But yeah, I've tried different medications through different anxiety medications, all that stuff. I'm on sertraline, which is the generic version of Zoloft. And it has single-handedly helped me so fucking much. It helps me a lot with my anxiety too. I know SSRIs are not like necessarily made for that.
No, but they are to help anxiety as well.
It literally takes away like 80% of my anxiety. And there was a point where I got like really lazy with my medication and there would be like days that I didn't take it. And one time I didn't take it for a week. And when I tell you, my mom was like, are you okay? Like I was such a bitch. I have this like rage, this anxiety, because my anxiety like manifests in like I'm angry and like don't touch me and don't talk to me. And like I just can't deal with anything. So my mom noticed I was like so short, like I couldn't deal with shit. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't taken my medication. And as soon as I started taking it again, I'm like, I am a different person. So like for me, unfortunately, the answer, maybe not unfortunately, but like medication, like I've kind of accepted, like I have to be on that probably for the rest of my life, because if I want quality of life, then I need to then I need to be on medication. And I know there's like that thing, and I definitely have that, where like the longer that you've been taking medication, part of you is like, do I need that anymore? Like I might be fine, but I'm not, you know what I mean? When I stopped taking it, I was like, oh, actually I would never
That's
be able
to
do
too.
Two podcasts, edit everything, sit down, not have anxiety. Like I literally am sitting down at my desk, my daughter comes in like 1,000 times, my son comes in 1,000 times, I'm being interrupted constantly throughout the day. You know how overstimulating that is?
Yeah, that is.
I'm just trying to work and like it's just a lot, and like I could just deal with it. Like on medication, I'm like, oh yeah, like I'll just do this really quick and then I'll sit back down and do my, you know, do my work. I can't do that without medication. I'm like, I just want to like scream and start running naked in the woods. So I don't have my life as together as maybe it seems, because I feel like some of the like that message implied, like, Jesse, like what are your tips? I'm like, oh, I don't know, girl, medication, I don't know.
No, I mean, but that, listen, things work differently for different people. Okay, whatever works for you and how you get through your days, honestly, go for it. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about taking medication or stuff like that, because like I was the same way in the beginning. Like I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life.
Oh, same.
I don't wanna be, but bro, I mean, hello, there are people with diabetes, there are people whatever, and they're taking medication for the rest of their life. Like it's just part of life, let me
and
tell you.
And you, I have to say, really pushed it to the limit. Like I feel like you went without medication for like as long as you physically could. You know what I mean?
No, like guy, I checked into a mental hospital and that was my wake-up call. It was the mental hospital that when I got out, I'm like, okay, I desperately need medication. Because I was like, nah, I could, you know, it's just your brain and I could like touch grass and I can journal. And yes, all those things help and all those things work. But for me, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
Well,
and
I say like, just like diabetes or something like that. Like I don't have the same chemicals in my brain that other people have. It's fine. Like I just wasn't born with that. It's definitely genetic. My whole family's got shit. But like, yeah, I just was born this way and I've got to take a medicine to help myself. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. Not the end of the world.
But if you like, if you don't want to start there, I would just say, like, listen, go to therapy. Like therapy is super helpful, super important. I know people like don't like therapy, whatever. If you find the right therapist, but if you find the right therapist, super helpful, and they can really help you get through things. You have to find the right one. You really do. Like that
I'm
makes
looking.
A huge
I'm definitely looking. I know they're out there.
It
one
makes
day.
A huge difference. Well, maybe
not in Georgia. I'm sure they do have them in Georgia.
No, they do.
Over Miami.
I mean, no, I believe that. I gotta say, I believe that. The lunatics over here.
Someone asked if you watched Do We Know Them? You did start watching Do We Know Them, didn't you?
I do. I watched the listen. I'm not big into like drama and stuff like that. I don't watch it all the time, but if a topic is like spicy, if the topic calls my attention, I will click on it. I'm not gonna
and lie. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know who else watches Do We Know Them? So random. We had like heard her mention us like a year ago, but then she like officially confirmed that she watches like pretty much every episode.
Chrissy?
Oh my God, I'm so
I'm just kidding. I love Parecida. That was me.
Holly Madison.
Who's that?
Oh, okay. Well, she was one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, the girl
I was
going
to say, was she like a playmate? Okay.
Yeah.
She watches Do We Know Them
regularly. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, that is literally so funny. I love that.
Why was there no episode last week? There was. There was. It was just late. Come on, Ruth. It was just late.
Come on.
Someone said Olga's Cantina or George's Wine Bar.
Oh, Olga's Cantina.
George's Wine Bar.
You're insane. Without the fried chicken biscuit?
No. Without the fried chicken biscuit, Olga's Cantina.
Dude, it was so funny. Somebody put in the comments, like, let's take a shot every time George's Wine Bar is mentioned. And that is such a, like, peak JK reference at this point where it's like, that is the dumbest inside joke ever. But, like, she writes hard for George's. What can I say?
I do. Listen, I do. If you've had the chicken biscuit, you understand. Although you can't
try it. Yeah. Okay. Somebody asked how we balance friendship and business with the podcast. And that is very simple. We don't really treat it like a business.
Exactly. I was going to say, what do you mean? This is not a business.
Nothing is official. I think people would be very shocked to like hear this, especially with like, do we know them? Because we've had it for so long. I don't have any contracts with like me and Lily. No contract. Me and Kathleen. No contract. We just vibes holding us
probably
together.
Probably not great. Considering I don't want to say it, but I'm literally going through a lot of things when it comes to my business. And like, you need contracts. Okay, you need them.
Yeah. And I did ask Kathleen when we started, I said, do you want to do like something like a simple like one pager so that we just like flesh out like this is the percentage, this is whatever. And she said, no, I don't. I was like, okay.
I trust Jesse with my life. I don't.
Could you imagine me swindling you or like suing you like literally like never. Turning my back on you? I would literally rather
never.
Die.
And I would never do that to you. I would never.
No, I know that. Oh, no, I know that. So I just feel like, you know, you go off the vibes. That's really what it's about.
You do. You go off the vibes. Me and Lily, we don't need country.
Exactly.
Someone said so random, but what highlighter does Jesse typically wear on the pod? It's stunning.
Oh, okay. So typically I use the Chanel. It's like a tinted, what is that? Like a balm, I would say?
Yeah, like the Chanel balm. I literally was influenced to buy it because of you.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I have. I like it. Is it worth the Chanel price? I don't know.
I don't wear it on my nose, but it doesn't move my makeup. And I was recommended it by Sabrina Carpenter's esthetician who came up to us at the concert or right before the concert. We were eating and then she's like, oh, did you know like this is what Sabrina wears? And I was like, oh, is it actually? And she gave me, it's like the rosé shade or whatever. No, that's like the main thing that I will wear. Although the Jones Road Beauty like Miracle Balm is a similar vibe that is just like a balm that doesn't have that like metallic shit. So like I just wear something that's not a metallic-y highlighter. I do wear Alamar Cosmetics La Costa on my nose.
The highlight is the balm.
Yeah. Oh no, I love Alamar Cosmetics. Our third not paid sponsor. We love them.
Yeah, we love them. What's a trend on social media you refuse to participate in?
Oh my God, I actually just saw one. It's a BBC trend, but not like that. It's a it's a buzzball beatbox cut water and you put them all in one cup and literally it's like sending people to the hospital.
What? That sounds horrific.
Yeah, they call it the BBC
No,
that trend.
Sounds horrible. This is not a trend that I refuse to participate in. But I do want to talk about this really quick because it's angering me on a level that shouldn't anger me. Like I'm actually getting very angry every time this bitch shows up on my TikTok.
Oh.
On my For You.
Rich Lux?
Have you seen the girl?
I've never heard you call someone a bitch other than bitch Lux. Yeah.
Sorry, she's not a bitch. I'm sure she's a very nice girl, but she pisses me off. The girl who's been eating the egg.
Eating the egg?
You haven't seen the trend if she's like, I'm getting mad just talking about it. And she'll do like the ASMR. She picks up the egg out of the carton. Like we all know that's a fucking chocolate egg. Okay, it's not a real egg. But she'll pick up the egg and she goes, eat an egg with me today. Tick, tick, tick. Touches the egg.
Oh, and ASMR makes me viscerally angry.
Puts the whole egg in her mouth and then chews it. Like if we are dumbasses, like she's sitting there. I hate people who think that we're stupid. That drives me insane. Like, girl, I know that's not a real egg in your mouth.
What do I type in? Egg girl?
Let's eat an egg or eat an egg with me.
I feel like this is a niche thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Here she is.
Come eat an egg with me. I hate her.
I don't get it. What is that? A chocolate egg?
Yeah, like she won't tell us that, but I know it's not a real egg. I know it's not. And look at her face, pretending to like, oh my God, I'm eating an egg. Oh my God, I'm eating. You're not eating an egg. You want to know why I know? Because somebody was like trying to like copy her and like actually ate a real egg. And girl, the juices was just spitting out of that little.
I almost believed it, but yeah, no, the juices would be a flowing.
Somebody
commenting, girl, are you not worried about Sam and Ella? Okay, that can't be your lights, camera, smiles, because it made you so angry.
No, that is.
Oh, it is? Oh, it is. Okay. Okay. My lights, camera, smile.
I was so stressed today. I was so stressed today, guys, that I didn't have a lights, camera, smile. So it's that. God bless.
Okay. This made me laugh. Anything with farts honestly gets me right away. I love fart humor. It makes me so happy. It says on screen, thought it was an active shooter.
That is my worst nightmare.
For you to throw those diabolical farts at the same time somebody happens to be filming themselves in the mirror, you have maybe the worst luck ever.
No. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've had to poop a couple times in public and I will blast music on my phone. I don't care. Yeah, I've had to a couple. I don't care if you're like, why are you playing Metallica in the middle of the bathroom? I'm going to play it at full volume so you don't hear my farts or my kerplunk, my home kerplunk into the toilet. You will not hear it.
Okay, but my question is, you can't hide from the smell. So like, what's the point of all the hiding? You know what I mean?
Girl, I already know how to do it down packed. Okay, you flush as it's coming out of your asshole.
I've done that, but bro, it really packs a punch. Like, I feel like even on the way down, it's causing the smell.
No, but if you do it really, really quick, it's like, you know? And people think like maybe you just farted because it'll be like the scent for a second, but then it'll go away, you know? You got it.
Oh my God. Well, there you have it. Kathleen may be shitting in a public bathroom near you.
If you hear Metallica coming from a stall, it's me.
You play Metallica? That's a bit overdramatic.
I will play the loudest, most obnoxious music just so you won't hear me fart or shit. In a public restroom, I did it one time at the airport. Like, there was like 50 people in that bathroom. And I was like, can you see into my eyes?
Not the
like,
Evanescence.
Super loud.
Oh my God, that is very funny. That person obviously was fighting for their life, and I do hope they're okay now.
No, when you fart like that, so bad.
That's when you're gripping the walls. That's when you need to take off all your clothes because you're sweating.
Oh no, that's having that kind of shit in public is my actual worst nightmare.
Well, anyway, enough talk about shit and poop and whatever else we talked about in this episode. Thank you for joining us for a more chill episode. You know, we needed a wind down this week as Kathleen was having a stroke before we filmed.
Yeah, like I literally have to. I was, guys, I don't know if you know this, but I was supposed to be at my warehouse at 1 p.m. It's currently 1:32.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll I live about an hour away from this warehouse. So I'm not going to see anybody until like 3. They're going to be so mad.
Oh, well, we appreciate you. We do. We really do.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
And as always, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Or maybe not.
JK. Bye.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.